Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves with TK and Alicia.
Hello, I'm back.
Thank God.
This is my favorite podcast to guest on. I will say I haven't been a repeating guest on many podcasts. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but this is my favorite.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
A lot. I'm trying to think what I've been a repeating guest on, what podcast I have.
Wild Till 9, I think I've been on twice.
But that's Kenzie's. Oh my God. Kenzie's, I've been on Kenzie's like on five or six times.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, welcome back. I feel like...
Why is it your favorite?
I'm just comfortable
You're
here.
Just comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that vibe from you. Yeah. I feel like everyone in the comments is like, this is a different side of Alicia.
I get it.
The girls that get it. So I feel like Alicia in our past episodes has been very business oriented, which we always bring it back to.
Oh, duh.
But even when we're talking about dating, we're like, well, if we were like doing a business meeting, like, Alicia and I do this thing where it's like,
And my brother came up with it. Like, mm-hmm. when you say something and then it's just, like, stupid the rest of it. Like, yeah. you're trying to explain more. I don't know. I sound stupid
Instead
explaining
of saying,
this.
Yeah, it does. It's just a thing. Do it.
Like, when you don't explain the rest, you just go.
Like, not a big deal. Forget about it.
Yeah.
blah, you blah, just blah. Whatever.
It, like, when it works, it works. But mm-hmm. we normally talk about business stuff. I think this time we're going to talk a little bit about the epic social life we've been having.
I'm exhausted. It feels like a full-time job just going to birthdays. And I think I realized something. It is Aquarius season. And if you're into horoscopes or if you're not into horoscopes, it makes sense to
Wait,
me that...
Wait, no, it's Pisces now.
Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm not into horoscopes.
I don't know if you're into horoscopes.
Or not, because I'm not. I'm a fake. I do follow Aries Perfect, and there was one today that was like, I'm not a shy person, but I am. But it's really it comes down to like the energy and if I feel comfortable with you. And I was like, yes. That is me. Anyways, all the people who are starting to have birthdays, it makes sense. Like, Remy had her birthday.
Bro, going to birthdays in LA is a full-time job.
It's a full
Genuinely.
Time
and planning job. It is also, like, when it is your birthday, it's, like, annoying to plan.
I know. I do think I want to have a birthday party this year.
Oh, well, thank forking God. And I will say I'm taking credit for this happening because I've been pushing this on you.
Yeah. You can take all the credit you want.
Yeah. I'm like, thank God Alicia's finally having a birthday
here's
party.
Here's the thing. This is irrelevant. I hate birthdays. I don't like the attention. And I've never planned my own party because I'm always scared no one will come. And I know that's something deeper that I need to talk to my therapist about. But
talk to her about it when you book
I will.
Her. She
I
hasn't booked her therapist in a while. And
I know.
She's
and it's
off.
Showing. And it is showing.
And it is showing. Yeah.
And it is showing.
It is.
But I don't know what it is. I'm like, oh, I don't want to like be a bother. I don't want people to like whatever. But this year I'm like, you know what? I think some people will show up. And if no one shows up, I know you and I are going to have the best time.
Oh.
Me, Rem, and Ollie will have the best time in a club by ourselves, fully rented out. And I'm like, this was the most expensive hang I've ever done.
Fork, yeah, people are going to show up. Are you psycho?
No, but I just get that.
No. I know.
You get it, right?
No, I get you, and I know that's how you think.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, you're stupid.
Thanks.
Yeah.
No, I get it, and I am stupid. But at the same time, you still get nervous about that shit, you know? So regardless of that, we will update that when it comes. But there have been a lot of birthdays lately. And it's been fun. It honestly makes me feel like, oh my God, I have friends. Which is why I'm like, maybe I'll have my own party.
Yeah. I feel like when I, because I am a birthday person, but not like, it's not because I'm like, the attention's on me. Well, I'm not going to lie. I like the attention.
Yeah.
But I like it more so because I like having the challenge of planning an epic like day that I'll love.
Okay.
Or like my last birthday was like my favorite birthday
yeah,
ever.
That was a great one.
And I don't know. I loved like planning for like my hometown friends and like merging my groups of friends together just because like I very rarely feel comfortable merging my friend groups together, especially bringing like random friends
Midwest
around you.
Midwest boys to LA.
Well, especially around you because you're like.
What do you mean?
I don't know. You would get along with literally anyone I introduce you to, but you're like a special, like I just don't want to bring anyone around you. So, and our group
mean?
Of people. You're just like way more important than some. I'm just being honest. Like, I would never bring a rando person I don't know around you because I just wouldn't want to waste your time.
No, I think more so as we hang out so much at my house, I feel like you're more like, oh, I don't want to bring some random person over to your house, right?
No, both.
Oh.
I would never bring like a random person I don't know around you. It's not like, oh, this day is about me. It's like, I like bringing all my friend groups together and I like planning because I love like a fun ass night like a club, so that's exactly what I planned and it like was executed well.
Oh no,
and
your birthday was one of my favorites.
Like I loved being stressed out about it.
Yeah.
This is how weird I am.
No, that makes sense.
Like I liked planning and being stressed out and like trying to get it does track. It's very my energy. Like I like hosting.
Yeah.
And I like making sure people are having a good time, so that's why I like it. And I'm excited to like help you plan yours because like I know I will.
Yeah.
And it like it gets me excited and making people like making sure they had a good time. I like that. I like that challenge.
Oh. I'm already nervous.
Really? No, it's going to be lit. It's going to be like an event.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, you should see if Revolve will sponsor.
Oh, we're already pitching it to brands.
Brands?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was just
Don't
talking
worry.
About...
If Alicia Marie is having a party, Alicia Marie is having a party.
Oh, yeah. That's the other thing is you go, like, so hard.
I know.
And I know, like, she she goes hard with anything she does. So if you're going to do something, you're going to do it like to the fullest.
Imagine.
What?
This is my, how psycho my brain is. Imagine like hiring extras on standby in case people don't
stop.
Come. So it's the place is full. Like hiring.
No, what?
Can you imagine if I did that? I would never. But like, that's funny. That's a funny bit in a sitcom.
You would do that.
Like, I would be like, oh, that's funny. There's like random ass people.
No, we're not doing that.
I'm kidding. But I'm like, that's smart.
No, it is. People are going to show up. Like, everyone's going to be so excited, especially because you've never had a birthday party, that people know that you like are fun and throw down. This is the side of Alicia Marie people don't see. Speaking of you tweaking out, let's talk about this weekend.
Guys, I've been tweaking out lately.
Let's talk about Super Bowl weekend, which felt like Coachella.
It did. It was the first time in a very long time that felt like LA is back, and I missed it. Like, I missed events. I missed the energy. Like, LA has always had this very special vibe and energy of anything could happen. You could run into anyone you know. Your dreams are as big as you can dream, blah, 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 blah. And obviously the past few years, it kind of like that spark went away. I feel like it's back. I think a lot of people who moved out of LA are just about now being like, oh, wait, like,
I miss that.
I miss it. Or, oh, I moved away and like, yeah, this is fun. I don't know. I feel like the spark is coming back, at least from my perspective. So I thoroughly enjoyed. We went to a Revolve thing for 2 days. Like, I didn't anticipate how many parties there would be because the Super Bowl was, one, happening, but two, happening in LA. Like, the amount of parties that we were even invited to. There were some we were invited to.
I know.
Like, no. Well, of course you knew.
Because I'm psycho about Super Bowl. But continue.
But it's never been that way in LA before. Like, so, any other.
So anywhere the Super Bowl is, that's how it is at the city.
But to me, I'm
like.
Does
that make sense? Like, brands will go to where the Super Bowl is. They have epic parties. And, like, people travel and you go to all the parties and you go to the Super Bowl.
I guess so. But I feel like it just wasn't. I feel like that was more. I don't know. I feel like LA had its moment.
It was on steroids because it was, of
yeah,
Los
Angeles.
I feel
Angeles. Like it was just like, boom. So there was just so many, which was super fun. But it did feel like Coachella. It felt like a festival. Mm-hmm. You even running into the same people every day. Where you're like, hey, what's new? Like,
you know, we were saying it felt like going with, like, your friends to a weekend trip in Vegas. But, like, it was weird because every night you went back to your house instead of your hotel.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. We saw Justin Bieber perform. Amazing.
Drake. Daddy.
Amazing. I got very drunk one day.
Yeah.
I mean, I was drunk the whole weekend, but I got very drunk one day. But
orange
that was
outfit day.
Or yes, yeah. I just, you know, I it's hard for me to say no to a shot.
I literally like, looked at her in the eyes and I was like, get it together.
Yeah, whenever you do that, I'm like, oh, I'm in trouble.
And I'm like stern with it too.
Yeah, no, but that's how I know. There's only been like 3 or 4 times you've done that in your life to me, and each time I'm like,
when are the other times?
I'm not gonna say
Indiana.
No, I think that was a point of no return.
Okay, wait, where else? When else did I do that? I'm so curious. I know I've done it a couple times.
Yeah.
But only when I'm like, we're on the brink of like being embarrassing. In
yeah, yeah. And then I get so sad. I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm like, you're my parent that I let down. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No. I'm doing it so that night continues to go up.
But then it makes me know, oh shit, we got there. Like, we're to that point. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh no, we're on the way. I'm going to let her down. I never want to embarrass
I've
you.
I've seen worse.
Of course. Also, my not put together is like most people's put together. Like, for me.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, true.
Anyways, now I'm just going to, I wish I was recording you when you do, next time record.
What?
When you tell me, you like, get it together, record.
Oh.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, yeah, I should. I'll make a TikTok, like, trying to get my boss to get her shit together.
Yeah. So that was super fun. It is just hard for me to say no to a shot. Like, if someone's like, here, have a shot with us. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. No. I feel like I'm pretty good at, I'll say that I'll take it and I like lie.
There's been a few times like, you taught me that. You're like, just dump it in the planter. And I'm like,
I'm literally like,
I'm like, you can
over
do
my shoulder.
That? I'm
yeah.
Like, you can do that. I know.
Or I'll take like, I'll like act like I take it and I actually don't. And then I'll like throw it.
See, I
also steal shot glasses. Like,
Yeah, I remember one time you did that and I was so shocked, but it was funny.
Wait, I have a quick question. Because you said, you're like, I feel like LA's back.
Yeah.
Before the panty, was that how it was for you?
1,000%. When you go to an event, you don't know who you're going to see, or, you know, if there's a dream person you'd want to have on your podcast and you run into them, or you happen to meet someone who works at a brand who you never dreamed of working with, and now, like, that's always been there, even with traditional Hollywood. Like,
okay, but that's always been there for you.
I just think in general.
This is the first time I've ever felt that from living in Los Angeles.
LA in general?
Like, the way, I've never been able to be in, like, a room where any of those people would be.
But even, like, going to Fit 'Em, where you're like, oh my god, these were the costumes that made this movie. Like, that excitement. That,
yeah,
like,
but this is different level.
But that's like, what I'm saying. But that, like, that energy. Like, okay. Why people come to LA.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, though, it took me literally 5 years to, like, be in a room where I'm like, this is what I dreamed of.
Damn.
Genuinely.
I mean, it took me forever, too.
Yeah.
But... yeah, just that excitement of, like, why people come to LA to, like, pursue their dreams or, like, da-da-da. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely does feel.
Like, I've never in my life been, like, I keep pinching myself because I'm like, holy shit, I can't believe I'm getting invited to, like, these things that I would have died to go to or be a plus one to.
What's,
like, back in the day.
How was that for you? This was your first, like...
big weekend.
Yeah.
Of, like... and getting in. Well, okay, here's the thing. I've been a plus one to a lot of things. This is my first big weekend where I was invited on my own, which was crazy.
Also, you had, like, your connect get me in one of the nights. Remember there was, like, a huge line and you were
that's bananas to me. It was amazing. Like, I was like, this is what I dreamed of.
Yeah.
This is, like, a movie to me. And I always knew that I wanted that access, like, to events or parties or just, like, the rooms, the ideal room to be in.
I always wanted access. To sing this from Hamilton. I want to be in the room where it happened. Boom.
Okay. Literally.
Yeah.
I've always, like, dreamed of having that access. Mm-hmm. And now that I, like, kind of have it, it's, like, so rewarding.
Oh, my
and
God,
it's
yay.
Forking, it's worth it. Like, it's just as good as I thought, if not better.
Well, I was going to say, what's something you thought it would be like that it's not versus is?
I feel like the relationships that I make are, like, 10 times more natural than I thought. Like, I thought I would, which I'm pretty good at this. Like, if I'm in a room with someone and I want them to be on my podcast, for instance, like, I'm kind of good at, like, figuring out how I'm going to get them on. Like, I'm strategic. I'm like, okay, I could go up to them, say this thing. I know this person they know and make this connection. Like, I'll literally game plan it in my head and then, like, attack.
You know how much better that makes me feel, though? Because it just seems like you do it so naturally. And I'm like, this bitch. Like, so, you're too good at it.
But what I will say is, like, I feel like things just come up to me without me even strategizing or, like, planning it, being in the room, like, way more than I ever anticipated, which is just incredible. Like, it's way less work for me.
Yeah.
So I think getting in the room is, like, the biggest reward, I would say.
I love that.
But, yeah, I would say that is not what I expected. I will say, like, sometimes, this is rare for me, which is surprising, but, like, sometimes I will be let down with someone I was, like, so excited.
I know, and it's so hard because...
to me.
Lately, I've been trying... that's happened to
me for
years.
And then I'm like, oh, like, they weren't that cool, or they weren't that nice, or, like, they're different, which is okay. Like, I try to not overanalyze meeting someone once and then being, like, a little off, because I'm like, what if they were off?
Yes, and that's something I've been trying to do and be a lot better at lately, especially because I know with myself there's days that I'm just, like, not feeling it, and you really never know what someone's going through. But there was someone that weekend who we met who I'd never fully met in person, and I went up and I was like, hi, like, we've never officially met. And to be very blunt, like, she was, like, didn't give a shit, very rude. In my opinion, I was like, ooh, that was bitchy. Like, her reaction to me. But instantly I stopped myself and I was like, you know what? She's probably tired. She's had a long day. Like, I'm not going to hold that against her, even though, like, everything in me wants to. But I'm going to, like, give her the benefit of the doubt, you know?
Yeah. I think that it's, like, a fine line between remembering, like, how someone made you feel and also giving them a little grace.
Yeah.
Because, like, I think it is important to, like, remember how someone made you feel. And if the second and third time they make you feel that way too, then, like, obviously... your gut instinct was right, or whatever.
And also, I swear it's something with this industry. Everyone, like, people like get let down as if they were wanting to be besties with a person. And it's like, you can just be like acquaintances and that's fine.
Yeah, that is
true. You can just be two creators and say hi and that's it. Like, I think people take things so personal as if they were besties. When in reality, I'm like, I'm not even trying to be their best friend. So why am I upset that they're not trying to have a full-on conversation with me?
Totally.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like also, like, for the first time ever living in Los Angeles, like, it's crazy. I go somewhere and I kind of, like, expect to know a few people.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, going in and, like, comfortably knowing I could, like, I might know one or two people
see,
there.
See, that's what fueled my social anxiety for so long, though. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to see someone I know.
That's crazy. Yeah. See, that brings me comfort. I'm like, okay, at least I could.
I'm like, oh gosh, like, who's it gonna be? Like, how's my vibe? Like, I'm just so affected by other people. Is it gonna be someone who like throws me off? I'm that person. We're such different people. If we both were run into someone at Target who we kind of know, I would run.
Oh, and
I'd be like, oh, I'm gonna pretend I didn't see you. And you'd be like, oh my God, wait.
Me
like,
just now in the neighborhood.
Yes, prime example. I would be like, is that them? It may not be. Oh, like, I'll just
That is so. You need to date someone like me.
I know. I've said that to people that I need to be with someone outgoing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people will think, they're like, no, you need someone like reserved, like a rock, like quiet, like very like centered and blah. And I'm like,
they don't understand the internet. No, they don't know you.
I'm like, I know I may come off that way, but like my real
self.
They
think that you're out like how you are in your videos, like all the time.
And that's me in my room with a camera.
Yeah, they don't get it.
Yeah. So I always find that funny.
That is so interesting. That is true. No, you need someone that like will be like, hey, we're going to this and I know this person here that'll make you feel comfortable kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would say. Mm-hmm. Like someone that can kind of be like almost a ringleader.
Yeah.
And like be like, we're doing this and because if there's a game plan, you'll follow it.
Oh, I'm a down bitch. I'm like, tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. But especially if I have a few people who I can like lean on for like social, talking, whatever, then I'm golden.
Yeah.
Which is why we're really good for like events and stuff. Cause I'm like, oh, TK will like say hi to everyone. And I'm like, hi.
And then you jump in and you're really good once you jump in.
Yeah.
I think the initial like saying hi is freaks you out maybe, unless you know them well.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so funny.
Yeah, we're just very different.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're very different.
But that's why we're a good duo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now.
And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Well, speaking of Revolve and the Super Bowl, we kind of met these sugar daddies.
Oh, can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay, here's if you listen to Pretty Basic, I have a podcast that's called Pretty Basic with Remy Cruz.
Go listen to it.
You know, we talk about dating a lot, and I'm like, maybe I just need to marry a billionaire. He can be ugly.
You say that a little too often.
No. I don't think TK understands how much I tried to finesse Super Bowl tickets for you.
No, I don't.
I hit up my team, my agents, anyone who had any connection, I hit up. And I was like, yo, how can I get tickets? Like, I'm happy to post. I'm happy to do a YouTube video. I have to get TK in. Even if I can get one ticket for me, I'll give it to her. Like, what can I do?
Oh, my God.
I tried so hard.
I don't think I knew this.
And the amount of people that I said, hey, like, do you know anyone? Me reaching for the stars. I was like, anyone with a suite? They got an extra spot. Like, whatever. Yeah. I was like, I'll go with an ugly guy. Like, I don't care who it is. Like, I'll literally, like, do whatever I gotta do. And I think I've manifested that a little too much because I need to stop saying that.
You need to stop saying that. So it's a little concerning.
I know. I'm like, Alicia, no. We're at this Revolve thing, right? And
can I just lay out the land of Revolve really quickly? Because I feel like we didn't paint the picture well.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Revolve had two insane parties. The coolest party I've ever been to in my life.
It was like
a
festival. It was like a mini concert.
Yes. And in the Pacific Design Center in LA, which is essentially like this massive building with like a bunch of other companies rent out office spaces in there. And within the Pacific Design Center, there's like an open like atrium because there's like a bunch of different buildings within it. And in between the buildings, there's like a open outdoor area. And within that area, they built essentially a Revolve festival at the Pacific Design Center. And they invited all of these influencers. Keep in mind, none of us got to bring plus ones.
No.
Like, and you all had to post. And they were partnering with H-Wood Group, which owns like a bunch of the clubs, the big clubs in LA. So H-Wood Group brings all like the cool guys, athletes, rappers, yada, yada. And Revolve brings like the quote unquote hot girls. So we get invited and we're, like, everyone's talking about it.
I will say though, I did not know how like dope it would be until we got there. Do you remember we walked into that entrance part and we were saying, is this it? Like, it wasn't.
I knew it would be a sick party. I didn't know it would be dope.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I knew we would throw down and have a great time and a lot of people would be there, but I didn't know how dope it would
be. I think a lot of people thought that, which is why night one was a lot less crowded than night two. I think a lot of people were invited and said no. And then they saw how fun the first night was.
Yeah, but still a lot of people were there the first night.
Yeah, but compared to the second night, I mean, it is Drake, but still.
And, like, also, it wasn't, like, just influencer or YouTuber people, like, we see all the time. Like, it was, like, celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why the fork am I here?
Yeah.
So we walk in, and there's, like, activations, like, so many different activations for bitches to get their Instagrams. Mm-hmm. So I was like, honestly, and they were cool. There was, like, football ones, like, rhinestone football, like, lockers set up, like, you would have thrived if you like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Open bars everywhere, like the nice shit, like tequila, vodka, like you could get whatever you want. And you have to walk through literally like, how big was that?
Oh, it was big.
Like a big ass like atrium room, whatever. And it's full of the activations. You walk a far way until you finally get up to the quote unquote festival area. There's like a massive red carpet and with press, like actual press, which by the way, I don't know why I decided to go on the red carpet with Alicia and my entire bra was out in my Getty photos. So live, laugh, love.
Getty's is the worst because you mentally prepare so much. You try to look good. You walk the carpet and then there's always something wrong with the photos.
And what's funny is like, I don't know, like I must have had a few drinks before then because I don't know why I mustered up the courage to do that.
Well, I feel like in that situation though,
it was so quick.
It's always so quick.
Like, you were like, okay, I'm going to go. And then I was like,
I did not spend 2 hours getting ready to not walk this carpet. Yeah.
But also I knew like we were allowed to.
Yeah. Okay. So we show up, we walk the carpet. My bra's out. Honestly, I don't care. It's funny.
No, it was so funny.
It actually is funny. But I also mortifying because like I don't really have any Getty photos. I mean, yeah. I have some, but like not a lot. And like, of course, the one I get is like my bra's out. Thanks everyone for letting me know.
It's okay. Like in 10 years, this will be your humbling experience. You're gonna be like, oh my God, I was humbled.
Oh, I was humbled before. Yeah. And now I still am. So then we go into the actual like place where the stage was set up for Biebs, Drake, all of them, and there's tables everywhere that people, I heard they had to spend like 50k for like stupid. Those tables and couches or whatever, and we like immediately get drinks or whatever. Biebs is like forking incredible, Drake's incredible, but that was it was like a festival. Mm-hmm. Like so cool. Now continue with the sugar daddies.
Oh, so this is, I forget which night it was, but at one point I hear, we're all sitting on these couches in the corner, and I hear someone go, hey, ladies, like, you want to go to the Super Bowl tomorrow? This is literally, like, I kid you not.
This is after Drake, so we were fucked up.
This is the epitome of when you're in elementary school and they tell you, hey, if a stranger says, do you want candy, say no. Us dumb bitches, we were like, oh my God, yeah. Like, we literally are like, wait, tell us more. There are these two guys.
Well, keep in mind, we were in, like, quote unquote, it was supposed to be an exclusive event. So, like,
but, like, listening, I'm like, duh, like, no, like, ew, no. Like, just, okay, so there's two guys, very interesting. Like, when I tell
not
you.
Not hot.
No. Old. Older. We're not here to, like.
What, like, 40s?
Like, for sure in their 40s, just awkward. One guy, the best way I can describe this is if anyone has seen Squid Games, okay? I think it's episode 7 or 8 when they're watching, I'm not going to give spoilers, but they're a group of men with masks.
Like investor venture capital men.
They come to watch a show. I'm trying not to give spoilers. Yeah. Those guys were the epitome of those types of guys.
Yeah.
Like those dudes, like grime, like just like weird. Also one guy, I kid you not, I know he was into some kinky ass shit because he was like.
No, they both were.
They both were. The one guy was like, oh, like, will you wear lingerie under the...
Okay, what I will say is one of the guys, they come up and they're like, hey, do you want to come to the Super Bowl? And there's a group of girls and we're included in
it. And we're like, yeah.
We're like, yeah, like, what do you mean? And so then they start talking to us and one of the guys was like, venture capital, like, guy. And then the other guy was extremely flamboyant.
Yes.
And kind of like the opposite of the other dude.
Very opposite. Yeah. And that's why I was like, that guy is into some, like... I want to walk you on a leash shit. Like, I felt it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
the flamboyant
like,
one?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't even know their names.
Me either.
Yeah. So they start talking to us and they're like trying to be, they're like, yeah, we have a suite. Like, I bought a plane last week.
He was like, this guy's so rich. Da 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 da. And the other guy, I kid you not, I was like, weird. Like, he was so weird.
He was creepy. He was like almost like a character. Like, almost like Mad Hatter.
Yes.
like that energy. Yeah.
Yes.
Like, almost like a character. Like, like weird.
Like, on some shit.
Yeah. He was probably on drugs, honestly.
He probably was.
We just had a few shots of tequila. And anyway, he starts going. He's like, yeah, we can come, whatever. We're, like, trying to figure out logistics if we, like, potentially
We're
go.
We're like, okay, prove it.
Yeah. He's like, well, will you wear lingerie under the jersey I buy you? And we're like, what the fuck?
We're like.
Alicia goes.
my sassy self came out of play. I was like.
It was, like, sassy, but also did not make sense.
But it did in my head.
No, in your head, but, like, Kristen and I were like. She literally goes, we're exclusives. Or he goes, I like buying girls, like, agent or
the. Agent provocateur.
Agent
provocateur.
Wait, that was a good-ass
French accent.
The bougie lingerie brand,
like,
right?
Like, thousands of dollars,
for,
whatever.
Like, one bra. And Alicia goes, we're exclusive to another lingerie brand.
We're like, we actually have exclusivity.
Keep in mind, he has no idea what we do. He's like, what?
Yeah.
He, like, just thinks we're random bitches. Like, he doesn't put two and two together.
I was like,
that
sorry, we can't. We have exclusivity with another brand.
And he goes, what? And keep in mind, Kristen McAtee is, like, there with us, and she's, like, looking at me like, what is Alicia
she's
saying?
She's like, what is your game plan with that? Like, where are you going with
he
that?
He goes, what? And, like, the guy.
He goes, what brand?
Yeah, what brand? And Alicia literally blanks.
I just, like, sit there. But in my head, I was thinking Fenty. And you said.
I go, Savage X Fenty.
Not Savage by Savage X Fenty. And we were like.
And Kristen goes, yeah.
next day we were in a group chat and I was like, wait, do you remember those sugar daddies when we said we had exclusivity?
So then he's like, well, that's okay. Like, you can wear that, blah, 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 right? I don't know what he starts talking to you and Kristen. I start talking to the other weird ass dude, the bald one.
I was so over it. I was like, let's.
Yeah. I start talking to him or whatever. And I'm like, so what do you like to do for fun? Because I'm like, I don't know what to talk to him about. I'm like, what do you like to do for fun? 40-year-old venture capitalist dude, right? Like, weirdo. And he was like, well, honestly, do you like really want to know? And like,
I hate when men, not boys or guys, when older men are like, do you really want to know? Like,
EBGBs.
It's just, that's basically them asking permission. Like, can I be creepy right now? Like, that's what it is. It's them being like, can I be honest?
Yes. Like, exactly. He goes, and I was like, sure. Thinking he's going to be like, I love golfing, like, when I'm really drunk. Or like, I don't know. I thought he was going to say something like that, right? Like, or like, I love cars, or I don't know what the fork men like. He goes, I like sucking, fucking, and what else did he say? He was like,
Sucking, licking, fucking.
Yeah, sucking, licking, and fucking. And I was like, what?
She was like, what? We were like, we gotta go. We got to go.
I literally look at Alicia.
Nothing is worth the Super Bowl ticket.
I go, bro, I don't want to go to the Super Bowl anymore.
No, we gotta literally go. Literally in that moment, I was like, ugh.
And wasn't the guy to you being
the
weird?
The same thing. He was like, are we gonna party later? Like, party? And I was like, huh? And
we're
he was like,
we're going home and ordering
pizza. You guys
want to
go do? You girls want to do drugs? Like, should we get out of here? And I was like, ugh.
I was like, this is like what people tell you to run away from.
Literally, Ella, I didn't listen. If a stranger offers you candy, they should have said, hey, sometimes candy could be other
also
things.
Also, red flag if a guy comes up to you that late in the night and is trying, like, you sure already have a girl by then.
We already knew it was sketch. Like, we already knew, but like, seeing that, I was like, I need to stop saying I'll like hang out with the ugly guys because
no, they're creepy.
I was like, there is no sweet, there is no, we've been to SoFi Stadium.
Like, actually imagine a bald, ugly old man telling me he likes sucking, licking, and
he
fucking.
Was so ugly.
And I literally was like, because I show my emotion on my face. Like, Ollie's always like, bitch, you are not going to covering up when you're not into something. I literally was like.
And we just left. We were like, bye.
Yeah, we left. That was an interesting moment. But other than that, everything at Revolve was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Other than those two.
Which they had to have been with, like, I don't know how they got in. They probably paid their
way. I don't even know how they
probably bought one of those 50K tables.
Oh, my God. But when I went to the Prada event last week, I'm not kidding, Remy. It was so crowded. We're in this, like, room by the bar.
You sound so crazy right now.
I know. Prada events. What the fuck? What's my life? Remy and I are walking, and I stopped dead in my tracks.
Wait, did you see him?
I went.
No.
I literally was like.
You did not tell me this.
No, I didn't tell you this.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm sitting, and I go. And then Remy, like, is. I'm walking, and I stop all of a sudden, and I'm like, oh my God, sorry. And she goes, wait, what? And I go, I look, and I was like, wait, I thought that was the sugar daddy guy. It looked just like him. And she was like, oh my God, it did kind of look like him. But also, he was just bald with black glasses.
Wait, was Remy? Remy was not there.
At Prada.
No, but Remy did not meet the guy.
Oh, I thought she was.
Oh, okay. I don't think she left.
Really?
Yeah, she left before Drake.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's probably why she was confused when I was like, I thought they looked like the sugar daddies.
Like, wait, she met him? Oh my God, terrifying.
Yeah, I was like, it's the guy. I was so scared.
They're from Canada.
Oh, A.
Remember that? A.
He was like, he has a helicopter. I was like, I don't fucking care.
We just flew here on a jet. Like, will you wear the lingerie? I was like,
will you wear the lingerie?
I was like, we're exclusive. Alicia, we're exclusive to Savage X Fenty.
Sorry, we're exclusive to another brand.
When we're literally not.
No, but let's manifest that. Yeah, you know, let's manifest that over something else.
Actually dead. That was so funny.
So that was just funny.
I will say another funny moment Alicia and I just had recently going out. So we go to our friend Claudia Saluski's birthday because she was just on this podcast. You probably all know who she is.
I listened to it. It was great.
I fucking love her. So we go to her birthday party and it was so fun. Mm-hmm. And afterwards we go to this bar, mm-hmm. which we thought was no vacancy. It wasn't.
No. But we lost right our friends. We like walk in. Also, we are very overdressed because for Claudia's party,
it was like cocktail.
She said, cocktail, dress the fuck up.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, we're whipping out
heels.
The heels. Yeah. We're whipping out the dress.
Yitty's
like
out.
I definitely looked like a hot business mom. You know, the blazer, like bun, all that stuff. But then we go to this very, very casual bar.
I had, like,
bar.
My hair, like, slicked back. We had, like, yes. smoky eyes. Like, it was a lot for the bar we were at.
Yeah, like, even there, people, like, we were still dressed up more. However, when we went to the other bar, people were in, like, jeans and sneakers.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like, we yes. were for the no vacancy.
So just
bar.
Keep that in mind, you know. We're there. We look like we just came off a red carpet, essentially. Like, we are not,
we
like...
We look fucking good.
We look so good. No, I'm kidding. But we definitely stood out.
Yeah. Oh, people were like, did you come to the wrong place?
Yeah. So on top of looking for our friends, we walk in, we lost them. We're like, shoot, where did everyone go?
But we have to go pee.
Yeah, but we had to pee really bad. So we stood out and we're like, I kept noticing the same people looking at us like, who are they looking for?
Yeah.
Because we kept going in circles. We're like, where is everyone? Like, it's not that big. We should mm-hmm. be able to find everyone. Also, there was no service because it was in a basement, like cement basement, zero bars, no Wi-Fi. I looked.
Kind of a vibe though down there.
Yeah, but it made me never want to go back there because I was like, oh, I will never be able to call or text someone.
Oh.
Like, they should have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you being stressed out about that.
I was. I was like, what if I need to find my friend, you know?
Yeah.
Which I did.
Okay, anyway.
We had to pee.
We had to pee. So we go. I'm like, there's a woman's line. There's a line at the women's bathroom.
Oh, see, I just remember... We kept asking where it was and no one knew and we finally found it.
Yeah, we finally found it and I saw that there was a line. So I was like, let's go in the men's. And you're like, okay. So we like go in and literally no one's in there. And it's a stall and a urinal. So mm-hmm. it's like, it couldn't fit many people anyway.
Yeah.
Like there would still have to be a line outside. So we go right in. I go pee. And
we shut the door though. So we were like, let's just shut the door.
The actual door to the actual bathroom, not like the stall door.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Alicia was holding the door while I was going pee in the stall and then we traded.
I was hoping, I was like, hopefully like no one tries to come in during this time. But one person like shook the handle and I was like, so I'm like pushing against it. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like nervous now.
Then we trade and they're like banging against the door now. And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, I was like, oh my God, we're those bitches.
Like I was like,
I hate those bitches and we were those bitches. I was so aware. I was like, oh no. But by this time, like you had already gone. I was like, okay, like I'm like,
I had liquid courage. I was like, shut up.
No, we were being so annoying. And I was like, oh no, we're those people. And then I heard a guy being like, I don't know, there's someone's in there and they're holding it. Like they're not like opening the door.
I will say though, we were pretty quick.
We were quick.
Yeah.
But
we got in and out of there.
But there was a line when we finally opened the door.
So, yeah, we opened the door. We keep in mind, Alicia and I didn't say anything to each other. We were like, okay, go pee, hurry. Yeah. And then we were like, about to go out the door. I opened the door that people had been banging on, and there's a line of
like,
men.
We would have not have done that if there was a line. Like, literally, no. We were like, there's no one in line. Let's just go in quick.
It was empty.
Less than a minute. Like, yeah. We were so quick. The next thing we know, there's a whole line
of, like, dudes.
Of dudes. But we didn't even talk about, like, our game plan or anything. I was just like, fuck, I'm so sorry.
Because we were caught. Like, we were in the mess.
Yeah, we were like, oh, my God. From the guy's perspective, they're trying to get into this bathroom. Finally.
They're pissed.
They're like, come on, da-da-da-da. These two girls open the door, right, who are done the fuck up. Like, we are so done up. We do not look like we belong at this bar.
No. And we looked so out of place.
Can I say this kind of like stroked my ego a little bit because their reaction wasn't like, what the fuck? Their reaction was,
Damn!
Like they thought we hooked up in the bathroom. Like literally these two hot girls just come out. Like their eyes
were literally
genuinely
like pissed at first.
They
and
were
then
pissed
we like
at first.
Alicia and I walk like
we
were
walk
like,
out,
pretending,
like
models.
Head high. Like I even smirked because they started like laughing. They were all like
literally like, moving our shoulders, like walking out,
like,
and we like passed.
This was us.
They were like pissed, and then they were like, "Damn, yeah. Like that fat ass! Like oh shit! Like take as much time as you need."
Like
yes,
not
mommy.
Not what I expected. But
oh
we
God.
Both were on the same page. So, we're like, just pull it together.
And we were like so serious when we passed him. We went into the other room. We were like
dying
laughing.
It
oh
was
my God.
So funny.
That needs to be a part of our future show.
Yes, we've seen so much shit over the years that we're. In the works. Just kidding. We're not. But we like to pretend we are.
But we should start it now.
We really should. We want to write a script or a show, movie. We'll pitch it to whoever.
Produce.
Whatever network. Whatever the case is. Of like a show of influencers because they're the stuff that happens so funny. But that was something where I was like, that would be in the show.
It needs to be like Entourage, influencer version. Girls are the main characters.
Yeah. Like I'm thinking Entourage meets Euphoria meets...
Like Gossip
Maybe
Girl?
Maybe Gossip Girl. That's what I was thinking. But the OG one, not the new one. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's an HBO show for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it could be any. Because
it would have to be a little raunchy.
Netflix would definitely be a little more like, but yeah. HBO would be the lick it, suck it, fuck it type thing. You know what I mean? Like the specifics.
Genuinely, that was one of my favorite moments I've ever had. We were like, it was like a movie.
It was a movie. All of it.
All of it was a movie. You know how you're saying you're tweaking earlier?
Yes, in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to deep dive on this, like on the pod, because I feel like people do not understand this side of you.
No.
And I think it's so interesting and like crazy that you tweak about like meeting people or like cool celebrities or whatever. Because I'm like
going and saying hi
to
people.
You're a cool celebrity. Alicia like freaks out about like asking someone for a favor or like DMing someone.
Oh my God. Do you remember that one day when I was trying to text and DM people? There was a few people.
Okay.
And I remember being like, nah! Like I was
for
like,
Vlogmas fuck. Intros. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, ask them like, because we were going to do a bunch of cameos. In her vlogs, not the app.
Yeah. Which like would do a deal cameo. We love you. Yes.
I love cameo too. Their parties slap.
I think side note too, I can have very like sarcastic and conceited humor, as we know. I say that a lot. But this is why I think it's funny, because I know how much I like tweak out about shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, so to me, I'm like, LOL, I'm acting like I'm hot shit, but like, I know how I really act. I'm like, oh my God, no, I can't. You know what I mean? Where if people don't see that, I can see why they'd be like, oh my God, she just like is obsessed with herself, when I'm like, LOL, no.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. It's interesting meeting newer creators who have the, like, for instance, you. Like, you'll go up to people, you'll say hi, you're like, oh, we've talked online, let me go introduce myself. And I'm like, what? I don't know. I just...
Do you think it's because, though, people in the past, when you would meet them online and meet them in real life, they were assholes to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Because a lot of OG people are kind of like that.
Yes. There's definitely been a handful of times earlier in my YouTube career, which I don't even think those people were trying to necessarily be mean, but I definitely left that conversation not feeling good about myself.
Oh.
Like, they didn't make me feel welcome, or they didn't make me feel...
You were a little scarred.
I was just a little scarred. And I don't think I realized how deep those scars went, because clearly it's lasted for me over 10 years, where, like, if I'm asking someone for a favor, I'm, like, terrified to, because I don't want them to think I'm using them.
Yeah.
That's the deep part of the fear. It's not even that I'm scared to ask, which I'm sure is part of it. Like, oh, like, I just
don't
ask.
Want them to think you have malintentions.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's something I pride myself on very much so, of like
never using people.
Yeah, like if I'm with people, like I'm not gonna be like, oh my God, be in my story, or like be in my vlog for my thumbnail.
You're
like I'm
literally
just,
the opposite.
But almost too much.
Yeah.
Almost too much, where you're like, oh, are you guys even friends? Because you never post.
Yeah.
Them. But I like, and it's not that it's that intentional. It's just like, it's not intentional for me to be like, oh, I guess, I don't know, Rem and I, we hang out all the time, we never post together. Like, it's actually really interesting. But in my head, I think I don't know, just not feeling like part of the cool girls, or like the nice, or like the cool popular group.
Someone at one point in your life made you feel like you didn't have a worth or something. Because I feel like now I'm like, Alicia, you're like one of the coolest people ever. Like, they're going to be happy you reached out. Like, all the time, for anything that we have to reach out to any other creator, I'm like, just DM them. And she's like freaking the fork out, and I'm like, Alicia, you are the coolest person I know.
I know, but there are times where I'm right.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Where I'm like, no, like I don't know, to me a lot of like one girl specifically I'm thinking of, I'm like, I never want her to feel like she can't trust me, or like that I'm just trying to use her or whatever. So I like don't want to ask her to be in a video, or I don't want to ask her.
I would agree, like there is a timing and a place.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the times where I'm like, duh, DM them.
I know.
And like, I feel like, you know, you're like, I should be like, duh, but I'm not.
I know. I don't know. I just tweak. Even there was this party and I was like, can we go? I don't know.
I mean, literally, you were on the brink of having a panic attack on the way to the party, and I had to calm you down.
I feel like normally that would be in my head, but I was like, you know what? TK's been there through everything.
Uber driver.
I'm going to let everything out. I was like, this is how I'm feeling. I'm blah, 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 blah,
blah. What if this happens? Like, worst case scenarios.
Like, my brain was just out for you to hear. I was word vomiting like no other. And you're like, oh my God, that's not going to happen, Alicia. You're overthinking. What the fuck happened, bitch? The exact thing that I was dreading happening happened.
That's okay.
The exact thing. But In those moments, I'm like, see, I know. I may, not, like, okay, I knew. Because that happens all the time. Sorry, I'm on one today.
I think that...
But why do I need to tweak about that?
But yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, who cares if the worst case scenario happens?
I think, I don't know. I think I tweak because a lot of times I think things that actually happen, but I'm like, why do I need to just be chill? Sorry, I can't. Can't relate to that.
I just think that you don't understand how much people respect you in the space.
I think that's more recently though. Like, I don't.
No, I'm disagreeing.
Okay.
I genuinely don't think you understand how much people in this world and just in general respect you as a person, as a creator. And so because you don't think that people like respect you as much as they actually do, that's what like freaks you out.
Probably.
Because in the past, I think people maybe didn't or they were stupid and didn't.
Thanks.
And made you feel less than. And so like that kind of scarred you, which that would scar me a little too.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say like every once in a blue moon, I meet a creator or someone that's a little rude and I don't forget it.
No.
Or made me not feel good.
And then it's always crazy because years later, then they're like, hey, babe, like we should hang out and collab. Yeah. And you're like, you don't realize how much you scarred me.
Yeah.
But you fucking scarred me.
Clearly that's happened to you.
Yeah. I think that's why I tweak. I don't know. I just, in the end, I never want people to feel used. And I think deep, 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 deep down, I know I'm not like a cloudy person and I'm not like other girls. No, but I'm not like other influencers.
I'm not. Like
so I think it just bothers me if people judge my character that way thinking that because I know for a fact I'm not like that.
Yeah.
But who fucking cares if they do? That's my problem.
I know. I would
agree.
Who
cares if they do?
Yeah.
Because I know the truth.
Yeah. Very true. I will say like every once in a while I'll get like the... Ashley and I get it like that you use Alicia blah blah whatever
LOL.
Comments and I'm like you do not understand like it doesn't even bother
me. You don't even know her.
Yeah. I it doesn't bother me genuinely because I'm like bro you don't the girls I get it get it the
also
girls don't.
Like it's yeah it shouldn't bother you
no but there are people out there unfortunately that do they have malintent.
Oh totally
when
and they're
approaching.
And can I be honest they're very easy to spot.
Oh my God, it's so easy.
So I don't know why I'm tweaking so much thinking people think that of me because I should let my reputation and their own opinion, like I should let that speak for itself.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like my relationship with them should speak for itself.
You can also tell based on like who was meant to do this.
Yes.
Because like you can tell it's so easy to spot like a passionate creator.
And this about is I was telling craft. Someone this yesterday. I was like, there are two types of creators, and it's taken me a long time to realize both are fine. Both with an L. There are the people who love creating. They just genuinely cannot wait to grab their camera, grab their whatever they can use to create something. Then there's also the creators who love the fame. And I think that's something I used to judge people for a lot. I'd used to be like, they're in it for the wrong reasons, blah, 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 blah. But no, there are entertainers who are meant for reality TV. And then there are entertainers who are Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
There are two different types of people, but both are needed and fine. Mm-hmm. And there are creators who love the fame, who love the partying, who love like the paparazzi, like the image and all that stuff. And both are fine.
I would agree. I just told someone that as advice.
Yes.
Because you've
but
told me.
But it is easy to kind of spot between the two.
It was my guy friend. I told him that.
Oh
I was like, listen, there's people that love their craft and are passionate. And then there's people that are here for the fame and money and all the amazing things that come with it sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's okay if you don't vibe with them.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Again, you don't have to be besties with every person just because. I always have said this analogy. Creators act, especially when you're first starting out and you meet like a group of other creators, and you're like, oh, they're my friends, blah, blah, blah. They always expect you to be besties with everyone and stuff. But in reality, it's like you would never be best friends with everyone on your soccer team just because you all play soccer. Like just because you have one thing in common.
So true.
Does not mean you're going to be besties with them.
Just because you all go to the same school doesn't mean.
Yes. And I swear in the influencer world, especially when you're starting out, people get so catty because they're like, oh my God, she doesn't want to hang out with us, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, I don't. It's fine. You can have different friends. I don't know.
What I will say, though, kind of like almost a rebuttal to that or like looking at it a different way is I feel like sometimes all of these massive creators that are like one in a million people, like the outliers of the world, the 0.001% that have this insane following that they built from themselves, they had fame at a young age, whatever, sometimes they don't utilize their resources with having other creators that are in the exact same position as them to confide in.
But I think it's because all creators are like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of creators either like, I think they tweak. Like, I think a lot of them like staying in their lane, it like just, like having their close friends. It's like a lot to reach out.
It bums me out that even though there is an insane amount of community, there also is an insane lack of community between, I feel like, entertainers or creators. And I just feel bad because sometimes when people are down bad, they could use a like another creator to make them feel better or whatever. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I would agree with, I would agree with that.
I like it just blows my mind sometimes that like
I will say though
we live so close together and we just don't talk and we've never met.
I was going to say I will say every now and then though there's certain creators who will reach out or we'll have a really good talk and we'll vibe on the same whether the topic's burnout or you know starting a business or whatever and I think I don't know. Also, I would say I think probably because of the pandemic because there hasn't been much like mixer type like, for instance, if I was to see, like, Patrick start an event, I'd be like, oh, my God, like, how's One Size? How's everything? Blah, blah, blah. If he asked me about Parallel, I'd be like, well, this has been, like, stressful. But, like, having those conversations. But for me to be like, hey, let's meet up and go, like, that's a lot.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. But, yes, I do agree. I think everyone likes staying in their lane and where they feel safe.
Yeah.
It's hard to trust. Like, you don't. You just don't trust people.
Yeah. I think it's because, though, like, sophomore energy people have, like, scarred, like, all these big people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just – do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I also – I'm such, like, a
– you're such a home pride, like
– I like to know everyone in the room. I like to know everyone in my space.
You know all your neighbors. I don't.
Yeah. I like to know everyone in the space. It doesn't mean I have to be best friends, but what if I could be a helping hand for – one thing that they need or vice versa. What if they could help me with one? I'm not afraid to ask for help.
Yeah, I think
I've been lucky with the people I've asked and how they have helped me.
Yeah, and I'm envious of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't ask for help because I never want one person being like, oh yeah, like she's just trying to blah, blah, blah.
I think also though, like if you wouldn't have asked Patrick for help, like he literally changed your life.
Yeah.
If you wouldn't have asked him for help, like, where would Parallel be?
But I felt comfortable asking him for help. I think that's another thing, too. Because, I don't know, it's just, oh, it is sophomore energy. It's like when I first started being like, hey, like, we should collab. Because, like, hey, why not collab? And people have been like, oh, like, she wants to collab. I have way more followers than her, so why would I collab with her? And blah, 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 blah.
I can't believe that was her thing. I mean, no, I can.
No, it still is.
No, I will say I just, like, it's tasted a little bit of it.
And, stupid.
Yeah, Alicia was
I'm sure all the TikTokers now, too, are like, I don't know.
Alicia's like, because that happened to me recently, and I was like, this is so weird. And she was like, this is how it was, back in the day.
And it's hard to not get jaded by those situations, and you don't want to, but it's, like, inevitable. I think you are at a very... I even told you this the other day. I think you're at a very interesting fork in the road because you've always been so optimistic. You've always loved helping people. If a random creator hit you up to like basically produce for them other than your exclusive contract.
Yeah. I pretty much anytime anyone asks for specific stuff, I ask Alicia's permission.
Yeah. Which is funny just because that's just funny. But you would bend over backwards for them because you're like, why wouldn't I? I'm going to be a nice person. I think you're at that fork in the road where you're starting to realize like, oh, shit, some people really do just want to use me. And it doesn't make me feel.
It's weird.
It's weird because all of your morals, everything that you've always had, you're like, I don't want to lose that. And that's what I've told you, too. I was like, don't lose that about you. Like, you have such a huge, kind heart for people. But it's hard to not be jaded by those situations. And that's why... this is where we balance each other. Like, I am so much like, if you're in my close circle, I trust you with my life.
You're more skeptical
and
of
if
people.
I let
more people in. Yeah.
We're like, we need to learn from each other, you know? And I like, I've learned from you so much about letting people in. Cause you're like, oh, you never know what, you know, friendships or relationships you can have. But with you, I feel like you're in this point where you're like, dang, like maybe I shouldn't just help anyone and everyone because they are going to scar me or they are going to use me or they're going to, you know, not or for instance right now I know you have people in your life who you've reached out to whether it's be on the podcast or collab with or whatever and they said no for whatever reason and now they're coming back out of the woodworks because they're like oh wait like I do want to be on your podcast like you're actually killing it or like oh my god like wait you grew like crazy on Instagram like can we be friends or like oh you're friends with XYZ who are cool people like can I? And it's hard to not think the worst of them it's hard to not think.
Or just think twice. I think
it's
like,
just hard not to
have
be
a
like,
weird taste in your mouth about
it. Yeah, because you don't forget. And it's hard not to think, oh, you really are just trying to use me.
Yeah.
Which, like, it's normal, I guess, but it's just shitty, you know?
It's just a not great feeling.
Yeah. It's just not a good feeling. And I think, like, again, the few times I had girls or guys reach out to me later who wanted to collab, when I distinctly remember them mm-hmm. turning their back to me in a group setting, or like if I went up to a group of like other influencers and like said hi to introduce myself, they'd pretend to not know me or be like, oh, mm-hmm. oh, one girl specifically I'm thinking of, I was like, oh, let me make conversation with this girl, and she was just like, hmm. And I was just like, oh, wow, okay, cool, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, wanted or welcomed here, which was my problem. I shouldn't have thought that. I should have just thought, like, oh,
yes.
That's a you problem. I took that as a me problem.
That's so true.
I took that as, like, oh, I don't have enough followers. I don't blah, 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 which that's, you know, we'll talk about that in therapy. But maybe this is my therapy this week. Yes, so that was my problem, but it's hard not to take it personal because it sucks. But it happens, and there are, like, I don't know.
It's what is a bummer about it is that I really do try and trust my instincts. Mm-hmm. Like I, you know, when someone gives you a bad like gut feeling, yeah. But what's crazy about like creators and entertainment people is like they're low-key good at schmoozing you.
Yeah.
You know,
also,
or making you think otherwise.
Here's the thing too. I think in this industry, there's been too many times where the only thing I thought I could add value in a conversation was business. So I would share all my secrets. I would, like, give them tips. I would tell them what to do to their channel, to their thumbnails, blah, 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 whatever. And, of course, they were so interested because they were getting something out of it. And at first, I was like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to talk to them about this or what camera I use and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I quickly realized, I was like, I'm only saying all this stuff to feel wanted by them and to feel appreciated because it feels like it's the only thing. That and drama are the only things that I feel like I can add, and I don't want to just add pointless drama to a stranger. So I'm going to add value through, like, what I know.
Period.
But why am I doing that? To impress them? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need to share all my secrets. Like, just because I can tell them how to make over their channel, like,
doesn't mean you have to.
Doesn't mean
I have
to.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was like, that's so true.
Yeah.
Like, just because you actually can make their videos better doesn't mean you actually have to reveal everything.
And, of course, do you blame them? If someone's giving you all of this free advice, you're not – of course you're going to, like, leech onto that and be like, oh, my God, like, tell me more, But they're not interested in you. They're just interested in what you're telling them. So I think it's, like, it's hard, and especially there's so many three on the Enneagram people in this industry, too, who are like that, who are like, oh, like, let me add, like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's
– it's hard not to get jaded.
I also think in any industry,
there's
people that, like, you know, social climb or want to use you or for a different reason than what they're saying.
And I think it's a little easier. Like, if I did live back home in Orange County and I worked at an office corporate job, it's easier to be like, oh, they're just trying to use me and climb the ladder at work when you see them only at work in, like, cubicles.
Ooh.
But when you're, like, getting coffee with them and you're, like, friends, but you're not, like, that's what's messy about it because it does have more of an intimate feeling here because networking and businessing is hanging out versus, like, when you work with coworkers, you're like, oh, like,
you realize this is a business.
Yes. You're like, I am just a coworker to you. You don't have to be best friends with everyone. I think protect your, like, actual relationships that you have and be nice to everyone, but try not to get, like, jaded by it.
I agree. I also think for me, I'm like, if I'm choosing to share, I love sharing advice, tips, whatever, right? And if I'm choosing to do that and they don't take it the way I want them to.
Or reciprocate it.
That's on me. Mm-hmm. For I can't get mad.
Yeah.
Because I was willing to share all that. And I can't get mad if they're, I mean, I can be sad, but I can't get mad.
Yeah. Oh my God, I had such a good thing. I literally just lost it.
No. Think. Wait, think. Like this.
Okay. In the end, for you, if people come and say, you're using Alicia, you can laugh at that when you're secure in that because you know you're not. Same thing for me. If people say or think, oh, my God, you're just trying to, like, use them and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
In the end, I know I'm not, like, that cloudy person, so I need to not care what they think.
Mm.
That's what I was going to say.
Period. Yeah, I would agree with that.
You know?
Same with my Getty photo.
Yes.
I know my bra's not out every time.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And that's okay to laugh
at
it.
Or when you get a hate comment, you can, like, let's laugh at it because we know it's not true.
Yeah, exactly.
Versus letting
it
kick us down. Like,
Anyway, all right, where can everyone follow you, Alicia? Oh my God. I feel like this is a fun girly episode.
I love this time. I will say, I would love to shout out my Instagram because for the first time ever, it's growing. We went up to 3.5.
Woo! Go follow her, you guys.
I'm at Alicia and Parallel Apparel. Shop Alicia Marie's having a sale right now. Pretty basic, official. I mean, Alicia Marie vlogs everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, most importantly, the unofficial official co-host of Making Moves with TK.
Literally. Put that in your bio.
Yeah, I should.
We should have a bet where you have to put that in your bio.
Oh my God, I would love. Or if we switch phones or like Instagrams for a day.
I'm going to be like, subscribe to
official, unofficial. Host. Unofficial, official.
Yeah, anyways, guys, go check out all of Alicia's ventures. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls and listen on Spotify, rate, review, do all the things, Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to the YouTube channel because we are always posting. I've been posting shorts on there too. Got a little tidbits. It's fun. I'm also on TikTok and make someone's day this week. Peace.
Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.